At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, there lived a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, who was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and would the children come up for a little children's homily time? I see we have a couple of young ones here. Come up here. They're a little skittish. Mom, you want to come up here too so they won't be quite so afraid? I know I'm the scary green man, aren't I? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll come back to where you are. Hi there. I wanted to read to y'all this little book. Is that okay? Can I read to you this book? Oh, and we have even a smaller one. Hi there. How are you doing? She's checking me out. I wanted to read. This is a book that I used to read when I was about your age, and I loved this little book, and I just wanted to share this with you and with everyone else. It's called If Jesus Came to My House. And it was written in 1951, so it's a really old book. That's why I read it when I was a kid. But it goes like this. See the pictures? If Jesus came to my house and knocked upon the door, I'm sure I'd be more happy than I'd ever been before. If Jesus came to my house, I'd like him best to be about the age that I am and about the height of me. I'd run downstairs to meet him, the door I'd open wide, and I would say to Jesus, "Oh, won't you come inside?" I'd offer him my rocking chair, it's such a comfy seat, and at the pleasant fireplace he'd warm his little feet. My kitten and my puppy dog would sit beside his chair, and they would be as pleased as I to see Jesus there. See pictures? Everybody else see pictures? I'd show him all the places that are nicest in the house, the hole behind the stairs where I pretend that I'm a mouse. And then I think I'd show him the corner in the hall where sometimes I'm rather frightened by the shadows on the wall. I'd show him round the garden and I'd ask him please to bless the seeds that I had planted. The peas and watercress. Do you like peas? You do? Good for you. I always hated peas. Then while he held the basket, I would gather two or three of the ripest rosy apples from my special apple tree. I don't like peas, but I like apples. And then we'd play with all my toys, my nicest ones, of course, and he would have the longest ride upon my rocking horse. And when we'd done, we'd stack the toys all neatly on the shelf. But first, I'd let him choose the best and keep one for himself. Give our toys to Jesus. That's a good lesson there. And when at last the day was done and shadows crossed the sky, I'd see him to the garden gate and there we'd say goodbye. And then he'd smile and wave goodbye, so I would, and so would end our day. but all the house would seem to smile because he'd been our way. Smiling house. I know the little Jesus can never call on me in the way that I've imagined, like coming in for tea. But I can go to his house and kneel and say a prayer, and I can sing and worship him and talk with him in there. Is that a nice book? Okay, all parents and grandparents, $15 on Amazon. They've reprinted it, which I think is marvelous, because the original 1951 printing, I think, is hard to find. Okay, now why do I read this book? Well, I like reading to kids, obviously, but also I read this book because of this gospel today. Now, you got to get the picture. Okay, Jesus is coming through Jericho. If you've never been to Jericho, it's a really unique place because it's the lowest city on the face of the earth. And I've been there recently. It's hard to call it a city. It's just kind of a town, a little village. And because it's so close to the Dead Sea, it's extremely low. It's about 600 feet below sea level, which makes it one of the lowest places on earth. And consequently, it's kind of oppressive. The atmosphere is oppressive. And it's kind of a dingy place. And it's been around forever. Jericho is one of the earliest settlements. The settlement began about 6,000 BC. And, you know, it talks about it in the Old Testament. But by New Testament times, it was still a place of marketing. And it was the way to Jerusalem. Of course, the way to Jerusalem is up. There was, I say, going up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem is high and Jericho is low. So Jesus is there, and it's his intention to go to Jerusalem. But he is interrupted by the sight of this short little man hanging in a sycamore tree who just wanted to see Jesus. He just wanted to find out, who is Jesus? He wanted to know who this man is. Now, one of the things we know about Zacchaeus is he was a tax collector. And he was a chief tax collector, which meant like he was like a manager of tax collectors. He had tax collectors who worked for him. And he was a very, very wealthy man because he was a tax collector. And we talked about tax collectors just last week. They were considered traitors of the Jewish people because they worked for the occupying Romans. And they were thieves because they essentially got paid on commission. So however much they could extort from people, that's where they made their money. And obviously Zacchaeus had made a lot of money. So he was considered the worst sinner in town. But Jesus sees him in a tree. And the story doesn't indicate that Zacchaeus had any particular faith, just curiosity. But that was enough for Jesus. And Jesus looks at Zacchaeus and says, "Come down, I'm going to go to your house today." And this story has always caused me to wonder, perhaps because I read that little book so much as a child, what would we do if Jesus dropped into our house unexpectedly? What do you do if the doorbell rings or you hear a knock on the door and you open the door and there is Jesus? What do you do? Do you say, "Excuse me, Jesus, can you wait here for a second? I wasn't expecting company. I need to tidy up a bit before I let you in." Do you bring him in and you sit him in a corner and say, "Okay, Jesus, I'll get to you in just a minute. It's the fourth quarter and I've got to see the end of the game. You know, the score is tied and I've got to see whether or not we win." Do we sit at Jesus' feet and ask, "What can I do for you, Jesus? What do you want from me, Jesus? Why are you here? How can I serve you better, Jesus?" How do we respond if Jesus shows up at our house? Jesus says to us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he says, "I am standing at your door knocking. And if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and share my supper with you, and you will share with me. Jesus is at our door and knocking. Are we going to open the door for him? Are we going to show him our home, show him our life? Are we going to share with him our toys? Are we going to give ourselves to him? Here at this Eucharistic feast, here at this Mass, Jesus offers us his supper. Let us let him in and share our lives with him, give our lives to him, because he is at our door knocking this very morning.